Air travel can be nerve-wracking, so spare a thought for South African pilot Rudolf Erasmus. He was piloting a small private plane when he found a stowaway of the deadly and reptilian kind. Yeah! Kate Bartlett reports from Johannesburg.
Imagine your greatest fears. The ones that paralyze you. The ones that render you helpless.
If the schlock horror movie Snakes on a Plane makes you nervous,
now imagine them all at once.
Spare a thought for Rudolf Erasmus.
I felt this little cold sensation underneath my shirt where my hip is situated. I don't really know how to say it correctly in English, but basically you've got your little love handles.
A slithering stowaway. That's what the South African pilot discovered when he felt something cold brush up against his body on a flight to the South African town of Nelspruit this week. When he looked down, the pilot was surprised to see a highly venomous Cape cobra under his seat.
As I turned to my left and I looked down, I could see the head of the snake receding back underneath my seat. At which point, there was a moment of stunned silence, to be brutally honest.
Erasmus decided to turn the plane around and head back to the closest airport with his four horrified passengers, plus the unwelcome guest.
I then informed my passengers of what was going on, but everybody remained calm.
A Cape cobra bite can kill someone in under an hour. Was he scared? The deadpan pilot said his first thoughts were for his passengers.
I was more afraid of what the snake might do. Luckily, it didn't strike anyone. Otherwise, that would have changed or complicated the whole situation.
The incident has drawn comparisons to cult 2006 film Snakes on a Plane, in which an FBI agent played by actor Samuel L. Jackson lets loose an expletive-laden tirade when he discovers the plane he's on is full of venomous snakes. Erasmus said he'd seen the movie some time ago.
Samuel L. Jackson's, how you say it, that iconic scene in Snakes on a Plane of his famous saying, that is how I felt at some point.
Erasmus has been praised by South African Civil Aviation Commissioner Poppy Khoza, who told local media the pilot was a hero and saved all lives on board. Since landing, however, the snake has not been found. For NPR News, I'm Kate Bartlett in Johannesburg.